I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, with a special edition of The Business Side. Dr. Aaron Thompson, the president of the Council on Postsecondary Education, has been on a listening tour across the Commonwealth, learning what students, parents, community leaders, and employers think about higher education. Dr. Thompson was on UK's campus last week, and I, along with UK Now's Cody Kaiser, sat down with him to discuss a wide range of issues, including how to better equip college students of today for the employment and career opportunities of tomorrow. Here's some of what he had to say.
It's called Why Higher Education Matters, and Kentucky Higher Education Matters Tour, and I'm finding out from our campuses and communities exactly what we need to do to improve higher education in the state of Kentucky. And when I took this job, I figured out that no one has ever really asked the people. And I wanted to ask the people. And what we found out that many really didn't see the value of higher education. And so it's my job as the head of higher ed for Kentucky is to talk about why it matters and get more than those 53.5% of the students who are graduating from high school to move on to college. So that's what I've been doing over the last year. I started it out, I should say, in my hometown in Manchester, Kentucky, February 1st. And so now this will end my tour this year here at UK. I started with my beginning and education-wise, and I'm ending this year with my end education-wise.
College and career readiness, we hear a lot about that. Talk about preparing high school students entering academia and what a challenge that is.
College is more than just how well you do academically through the process of doing academics in P-12. It's also having the social, emotional, and cultural readiness for that transition into higher education. We find that many of our students don't have that. And they especially don't have what I call those employability skills. Those, some people call them soft skills, I don't. I call them essential. You know, they haven't been taught in many ways to think critically or problem solve. They haven't in many ways been taught to expand their minds around issues of diversity and inclusion and how to learn from that. And so that's an issue that then higher education, in which I argue all those employability skills are higher learning skills also. And so we're called to do that. So many of our students coming to us, and once again, I hate to say, in Kentucky, only about 53.5% do. If many are academically ready, many aren't even academically ready. But when many are academically ready, they may not be ready in those other areas. Now, sometimes they are. So what we're called to do then in higher education is to take those students where they're at.
Workplace readiness. Mm-hmm. A number of challenges, certainly mechanism, STEM, and all of those things. Mm-hmm. Are you getting some feedback about that during this listening tour?
Absolutely. That's a big question, so I got about three or four quick answers to it. First of all, what employers are telling us is that we do a pretty good job of, quote-unquote, training our students to do the job. But in fact, when they come to them, they're going to train them anyway in the technical areas they need to be trained in on the job. What we haven't done very well is giving them those essential skills, once again, to understand how to problem solve or how to pick up what they need to pick up or how to communicate with people from around a global or a diverse background. So that's one of the areas that we are now focusing on. I heard that a lot. When I talk to college students, I ask them, what do you wish you had in high school? And they all tell me, I wish someone had given me a life skills course that taught me how to even do my finances or taught me how to manage my time or how to study and some of those items. So when they get to college, it's like an immigrant experience for many of these kids, right? So they tell us they wish they had that. So we're going to have to figure out how to help that to happen. But when I'm talking to students that graduated from college, what they're telling me is that I got this degree, but no one told me what I could really do with it. So we're going to have to rethink the way we do what I call our general education or our liberal arts education, and maybe have a capstone course in the senior year. So this is what you do with that degree.
A big part of your listening tour is also talking with community and business leaders. You said that. What sort of questions or desires are they communicating to you about these jobs of the future?
They want to partner with us on the front end to make sure that we're designing degrees and certificates for jobs that not yet exist. And we get lost sometimes in just talking about the jobs we currently have open. But you have to remember that most of the people we're educating now will be going to jobs that yet exist, are becoming entrepreneurs and creating those opportunities. So business and industry coming in on the front end with us, working about and having that partnership is strong. I sit on the Business Education Roundtable with the Chamber, and top business leaders and top education leaders have come together, and the Chamber is going to support a broad-based education agenda for our legislature this year. It's the first time in a long time. Just simply because everybody's recognizing that this is a real partnership. This isn't a one that somehow I'm going to bring you to my campus at a career service fair when we have seniors let you look at seniors like do a cattle call. I mean, it's far more than that. But they're also working with us on many workplace learning opportunities. And as a part of my agenda, and people tell me I'm crazy, it's not going to happen, but I'm crazy enough to believe it will, that I'd like to have every one of our students, before they graduate from college, have a work-based learning experience by 2030. And maybe I don't get 100, maybe I get 50%. Do you realize how big that is? And the best way for employers and students to understand, you know, how to apply their knowledge in the workplace is to give them an experience before they actually graduate. So we're going to be pushing that, whether it's apprenticeships or research assistantships. The idea that we've got to do a better job of bringing these two needed structures together in a way that we're producing the next citizen or the next human capital, if you will.
There's much more of our interview with CPE President Dr. Aaron Thompson at WUKY.org.